Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Today, I had planned to give Chizuk in the area of accepting difficulties with love. I was looking for a story to drive home the point. Someone told me about a site called Stories to Inspire that has about 1,200 inspirational stories from various rabbis. The stories there are categorized, and out of the 21 categories, I thought the one entitled Divine Justice would be the one to help me find the story I'm looking for. Out of the 40 stories which came up on the page, I randomly selected one entitled Paid in Advance by Rabbi Dovi Ben Shushan. The rabbi prefaced his remarks by saying, "This is an incredible story which he had heard firsthand. It was about a man named Mr. Arenstein, who was originally from Belgium. His boys were learning in Israel, and on one occasion when he went to visit them, he was planning to take them to different tzaddikim for berachot. He found out about a great mikubal named Rabbi Nissim Moyal, who lived in Kiryat Gat. It would be a 2 to 3 hour drive from where they were to get there. He was told that many people travel from around the world just to receive this rabbi's blessings, and he didn't want to lose this opportunity. So they traveled there and were able to get a private meeting with the rabbi in his home. Rabbi Moyal greeted them warmly and told them how happy he was that they came from Chutz La'aretz to see him. He was referring to Mr. Arenstein, who was wondering how the rabbi knew he lived outside of Israel. Then the rabbi told him, "I need your help. I have a yeshiva with young children, but we don't have a school bus to pick them up in the morning and drop them home in the evening. Would you be able to donate a school bus to our yeshiva?" Mr. Arenstein was taken aback by the request. He came there to get a blessing, and the first words of the rabbi were asking him to donate a school bus. He asked the rabbi how much it would cost. Rabbi Moyal said, "We can get a used one for $25,000. Although Mr. Arenstein was well-to-do, he told the rabbi, "I don't really know you. On a first time meeting with the rabbi, I usually give something more like $180. Rabbi Moyal then told Mr. Arenstein, "Please allow me to relate to you the following story. Do you remember when you were a young boy, about 8 years old, 60 years ago, and you were vacationing in the summer with your parents in the outskirts of Antwerp? You were on the beach and you went for a swim in the ocean and you ended up going too far out and the waters pulled you deeper into the sea." Mr. Arenstein's face had turned white at this point, wondering how the rabbi could possibly know this information about him. The rabbi continued, "You were drowning and no one could hear you. Do you know what happened after that?" Mr. Arenstein replied, "Actually, I don't. The next thing I knew, I was lying on my back on the sand and everyone was standing around me. People were pumping my stomach, asking me if I'm alive." Rabbi Moyal told him, "I'll tell you what happened. While you were out at sea, a judgment began in Shamayim and it was decreed you were going to die. Suddenly, thousands of pages of Torah Sefarim started flying into the courtroom and they filled the entire room. The Beit Din asked what was happening. A big white angel appeared and said, 'You have to save his life, because one day he's going to donate a school bus that is going to bring young children back and forth to yeshiva to learn Torah every day.'" The rabbi concluded, "Even though you were supposed to die that day, they gave you the zechut of the last 60 years of your life, all for this moment. Do you want to donate the bus?" Mr. Arenstein pulled out his checkbook and wrote out the $25,000 check. After hearing the story, I was amazed that we have a rabbi like this in our generation that I never even heard of. I looked up the rabbi and saw that he authored many sefarim, taught Torah, and helped thousands with advice and berachot. I was hoping that soon I would be able to go see him. But then I saw that he passed away 3 years ago at the age of 83. Then what I saw truly blew me away. The day that this daily chizuk is scheduled to be sent out via email is the same day as Rabbi Moyal's yahrzeit, Vav Shevat. I thought I was going to give a shiur on accepting Yisurin. Instead, I was led to publicizing a story about a great day on the day of his yahrzeit. Hashem is involved in everything we do. Although it may look like we are acting, Hashem is orchestrating all events. Have a great day.